What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Grunt Speak, Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to pot. I'm Toxic Male. That's Terrence Pop.
Yep, and you know what they say about drunk ramblings are the sober man's thoughts.
In vino veritas.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't make you do anything you wouldn't ordinarily do, ladies. It just peels back your inhibitions a little bit so you can say whatever the hell you want.
And for you young men out there, I'm just gonna make one delivery and I'll never do it again. It'll be fine.
Yeah, when you make deliveries, sooner or later, someone's gonna have a delivery, if you know what I mean.
Right to the warehouse.
But before we get too deep into that, I want to wish everybody, because we love to do this. These are just too hilarious not to share. So today is August 31st, International Overdose Awareness Day.
Oh my God.
Congratulations to George Floyd on over 2 years sober, by the way. We got Malaysians Independence Day. What, National Trail Mix Day.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Eat Outside Day. And National Zoo Awareness Day, the hell. And then Van Morrison, one of the greatest of all time, his birthday, Richard Gere, gerbiling, you know how it goes. And National Matchmaker Day, a profession that is going the way of the dodo bird thanks to unreasonable delusional expectations.
Have you seen some of those videos of women on YouTube that are matchmakers quitting?
Oh, yeah. Ladies, we can't help you anymore if you're not going to help yourself.
God, hang on. God damn it.
Of course somebody's calling you. Turn it off!
I thought I did.
It's all good. We got sent this bill by Steve, and he wanted to make sure that the word was out there for everybody on this bill. I thought it was a sick joke, and I assumed it would be Democrats filing this, yes, because they want to pwn the conservatives after the overturning of Roe. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Republican lawmakers file Unborn Child Support Act. And this was sponsored by, go to congress.gov here, Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, there's two, because in my mind, everything is war. One, he's a white knight cuck mangina, and we don't need guys like that in office. Number two, it could be a ploy to get the Democrats to support it, and then they turn around and say, oh, so you're cool with child support at conception, but life doesn't start. You know, it's a clump of cells, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that is what I hope.
Yeah.
I really do hope that it's a gambit to just get Democrats to finally admit to what they have been fighting tooth and nail for 50 years. Because they've been insisting it's just a clump of cells, it's not life till it's born, blah, blah, blah. We know that the science proves that's not true. And yet they still hold on to it because they don't want to be seen as bad people for aborting over a billion fetuses.
Well, we're spending billions of dollars to send probes to other planets,
yep,
just to look for goddamn amino acids that might or might not be living.
Yeah. It's bad news for the Democrats when you have to tell them that, hey, you know, if a clump of cells is not life, then you need to talk to NASA because they're spending untold billions just looking for one damn living cell or even a speck of water on another planet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, that stuff fascinates the shit out of me. So,
of course.
I watch this stuff all the time.
Yeah. We did a whole video on it that you can no longer see on YouTube. 10 ways that the left loses the abortion debate.
Oh, they shut that one down, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's available on one of those altcensored.com websites. Somebody, you know, finds videos they could pull off of YouTube and then they repost them.
Oh,
but it's also on all of the new tech channels.
Yeah, that's another thing that we don't do here at this channel, is I could easily pitch a bitch and get a bunch of people copyright strikes who are resharing my stuff on their channels.
Yeah.
But the message is too important for me to
exactly
cry over that kind of shit.
Well, it's the same same answer that we have to anybody's like, how could you go and speak at that conference? Because the message is too important. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, dude.
I mean, it's not like, you know, you're going and speaking at a conference for pedos.
Yeah,
or no. Something like that. You know, we're not that crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't understand how all that beef was there because I went up and talked about suicide.
All the
which beef. Is a huge problem.
It's a gigantic problem.
Yeah.
But it's only super duper important now that the numbers for women are starting to spike up. They're still, yeah. You know, a factor of three below men. But
in
now
fact,
it's a problem.
Did you know that the female suicide rate was used to help push no-fault divorce nationally?
In the 60s?
In the late 60s and mid-70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a fraction of what it is now.
No, and there's women are like, oh, I got to hold the dishwasher. What the fuck? I mean, come on.
That is pathetic.
Okay.
Strong and independent.
It's like, I mean, oh my God, the diaper genie is
leaking. The diaper genie's full. What am I going to do?
I'm going to hurl myself off the roof. I'll solve the problem.
If only the state would recognize that we need laws passed that hold a gun to men's heads and hold them financially accountable for all of our terrible decisions.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man.
Wow. And this does nothing to help. I mean, this is way beyond. I mean, you want to say that it acknowledges that life begins at conception? Sure, I'll give you that. But it also proves a point that I made when we did the live stream on the Roe v. Wade decision, when I was saying, like, why now? Because we know that this Supreme Court, just because it has three Trump appointees, doesn't really care about the rule of law. They had an opportunity to step in when we saw shenanigans during the ice cream social, and they did but fuck nothing.
That's absolutely correct.
They're not interested in rule of law. What they are interested in is towing the line for what's going on behind the scenes. And what's going on behind the scenes is, or in fact in plain sight, our birth rates are below replacement.
Mm-hmm.
We have a working class that is slowly getting older and will not be producing anymore, which is why we're importing a cheap working class across the, you know, the Rio Grande Valley, so to speak. And now you have this, but we still got to keep that gravy train going where we can pilfer people's Social Security. So here we are again.
Yep.
And it says here, if you go back to Congress, it says, this bill requires states to apply child support obligations to the time period during pregnancy. So this is probably a 10th Amendment violation, if I had to guess. So I don't think it would hold muster. This requirement is applicable retroactively based on a court order at the request of the pregnant parent retroactively. You know, you like that?
Yeah, that, listen, I have talked to probably two or three dozen guys in the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah?
Who didn't know there was a kid in existence. And all of a sudden, the kid's like 4 or 5. They get a thing in the mail. Oh, you got a...
Mm-hmm.
And then they owe 4 or 5 years of back child support. Like, whoa!
And in a lot of states, like in Texas, I know, if the kid's already over 2 years old, you can't fight it. If they put your name on the birth certificate, even if they didn't tell you, you cannot fight it, even with DNA.
Yeah, and I have no idea. Listen, I mean, that is the state turning you into a slave.
Yep.
And I'm going to be honest, you should not stand there and take that lightly. That is severe shit right there, and I cannot believe that there isn't more... organized violence around what goes on in front of the court and shit.
I mean, we've been talking about how suicide is such a big problem for men. Where do you think most of that comes from? Broken homes, divorce, parental alienation.
Like, literally, when my divorce was finalized and I'm walking out of the courthouse with my lawyer, I'm hysterically laughing. And he's like, what's so funny? And I look at him. And I'm belly laughing here. I am shocked beyond all belief why there isn't a barricaded gunman across the street from this place 24/7, 365, because what just happened in there was highway butt fuckery. I like there's, you can't call it anything else.
I know. And just to be clear, we're not suggesting that. He was expressing his surprise that it's not happening.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, well, YouTube.
But historically speaking, the longer you don't get justice in the court, sooner or later people are going to get it outside court.
Yep.
All right. And that's when you have a breakdown of society. So we need to severely rehab the system to stop that from fucking happening.
Yep. And, yeah, that's why we all need to pray that this does not pass. Sweaty Rubio, he was apparently part of the filing team for this Unborn Child Support Act. It says that the bill would amend the Social Security Act, which outlines the existing state-enforced requirements for biological fathers to make child support payments to the mother of their child. Not only would the legislation expand the requirements and ensure state enforcement of mothers' child support claims, it would also allow mothers to retroactively claim payments equivalent to the amount she would have collected during her pregnancy and the child's birth once paternity is proven. Now, this is the only part of this that makes sense. Paternity is proven. Because paternity fraud is a thing, and it doesn't matter how many ladies out there try to claim it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. The American Association of Blood Banks does not lie.
It is fucking rampant.
33% of paternity tests show that you are not the father.
Well, that's at the, what is it, the blood bank?
American Association of Blood Banks, yeah, yep. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
They say, well, it's more, probably closer to like 10%. Because a lot of those women are like the same chicks over and over again. I'm like, that's even worse.
Well, 1 in 10. I saw the stat where 1 in 10 women don't even know who the father of the child is.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sorry to all those people out there who are born out of wedlock. If we hit a nerve, too bad. Just saying.
Cry me a motherfucking river.
And then build a bridge and
get the fuck over it.
There you go.
Yeah, my soldiers used to hate that.
Well, what are you going to do?
We'd be out in the snow and it's raining and it's you're going through 45 degrees to 30 degrees. Everyone is fucking miserable. I would say that to them. They watch it like, oh, wow. What a dick.
What a dude. Hey, but hey, you know.
But hey, I was out there with him freezing.
It could be worse. You could be dead and still voting Democrat. I'm just saying.
Mm.
Johnson says that he hopes Democrats will support the bill. It provides an answer to many pro-abortion Democrats' claims that pro-life Republicans don't care about children after they're born or for expectant mothers experiencing financial challenges. If the bill does go through Congress, it'll take 2 years to effect after the date of enactment.
Mm.
Well, if Democrats support it, it'll be hypocritical as fuck, and the comedy will write itself.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But it does crack me up, and I've been listening to that. That's one of the mainstays of Democrats. Well, it's just a clump of cells, blah, blah, blah. But then they say that if you're pro-life, you can't be pro-life and anti-welfare. That's my other favorite line of attack.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say that you demand for the kid to be born and then say that you don't want to give it welfare. Actually, I can. It's called personal responsibility.
Yeah, and listen, I'm a firm believer. If you're on welfare and you get pregnant, you should not be on welfare the day after you find out.
If that was a stipulation for being on welfare, like, look, if you fall in hard times, fine. You get 7 years of welfare total in your life.
Yep.
And if you become pregnant while you're on welfare, it is cut
gone
off.
Yep. Done.
We've shown these videos all the time. These chicks, they're just like, well, I don't really feel like I need to look for a job because I get a check from the government every month.
I mean, we did, what is it, the video?
System Surfers.
System Surfers.
Yeah. You nailed the whole thing down.
Well, I went through the entire country and took the averages of what all of the services that they get per state. And literally, they're getting the equivalent in services and free bennies to somebody who's working a job making 75 to 80 grand a year.
Yep. And yet, the numbers still reflect that these women live in poverty because their benefits are not taken into account.
And neither is the child support.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they soak the system, and quite, I mean, I did the math. They out-earn a man without a college education by the time he gets to 65, 2-1.
Yeah.
And
but don't forget, they're totally oppressed. You know, no one's looking out for them. They're strong and independent. Sure.
Honey. Yeah. Sure.
But remember, dudes, if this comes to pass, wrap your tool, otherwise you're a fool, because she's not on the pill.
Yeah, listen, this whole thing is becoming so problematic. I mean, how could men help but not pull out of the system?
That no pun intended.
It's so fucking one-sided.
Pull out of the system, dudes. Pull out and bust it on the system's face.
Yeah, I mean, where's the legislation to make paternity fraud a crime?
Yeah, I would love to see that, personally.
And I would like to see, like, if it's the kid's not is proven not to be yours, you're automatically off the hook.
Exactly.
All right.
And you should be
reimbursed.
You should be reimbursed for all the money that this chick milked out of you.
Yeah, from the mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, I'm at the point where I don't give a fuck if she winds up sucking dick on a corner for the rest of her motherfucking life. I mean, that's how pissed off paternity fraud gets me.
Yeah, and people, they don't really talk about it because they think it'll never happen to me.
No, let me see.
You haven't been watching this show enough.
Yeah, and I've taken some serious betrayal in my timeline here on Earth, and thank God, knock on wood, I never got hit with the paternity fraud horse shit.
With that being said, there are several weeks of Pop's life that are missing in the annals of history.
There was none of that.
If it was like the 1990s, maybe around Tacoma, Washington, and your name was Lisa, and you don't know where your baby daddy is, or you were born and your mom's name is Lisa, and you don't know who your daddy is, I'm just saying it's a very real possibility.
I was a bad boy, what can I say?
Slinging seed like an old bird feeder.
Listen, I would love to be able to go back in time and just jab slap myself. What are you doing?
I'm just going to violate all the laws and rules of physics so I can go back in time and slap myself before I raw dog the road whore.
Fuck yeah. Holy shit.
Hey, you know, if we could all do it, we would. And I'm sure that it would cause one of those paradox things that would make the universe explode.
I'd still do it.
One big universal ejaculation to end it all.
That'd be evil Pop. What? Well, fuck it. Fuck the universe. Let's do this.
It's like, let's see, the universe hangs in the balance. Raw dog and the road whore. Kong. Just get out of here. Get off that woman.
Oh, my God.
Any final thoughts?
I am just sick and tired of this white knight simpery.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what this is. It's already egregious for men when it comes to custody and divorce. Quite literally, there is no benefit to you getting married at all, even if you want to have kids. Now, my stance is, if you want to try it, one, you're a fool, but hey, I understand.
Only do it once, though.
Only do it once. If you do it one time and it fucking implodes on you and you're young enough, you can play the long game and run the clock out on the whole fucking scenario. But if you're older and doing stupid shit, fuck you, man. You deserve what you get.
Yeah, like these dudes who watch our show, oh, I think that your content is spot on. Oh, yeah, how many times you've been married? Six. I'm going to go lay down.
Oh, really? Six times?
Wow.
Well, the math on that, what is that? Like,
whew.
You're at half
a quarter, and then an eighth.
You're at, like, 1/16 of...
1/16, that's 1/16 is four marriages.
Oh, 1/32nd.
So 1/32nd is five. 1/64th if the sixth one calls it off.
Yeah, so you're worth 1/64th of what you would have been worth if you never got married.
And that pizza is not filling up anyone.
Yeah.
Not even a Thai virgin.
Yeah, because listen, these women get married. They know they're going to get the cash and prizes jackpot. They punch out, fuck that guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm a lifestyle I'm accustomed to. He's now my slave. We need to change the laws, man. This is so one-sided. It is. It's ludicrous. It's redonkulous.
Ludicrous speed.
We're up to 360. Yeah, 367. Yeah,
467.
467.
Oh. I just wanted to bring this up here to remind everybody that we've started putting out these videos all during the week now, and two of them only appear on New Tech. So if you have not yet signed up for any of the New Tech sites, you can go to redonkulous.com. They're all here on the front page. BitChute, DLive, DTube, MGTOW.TV, Odyssey, RoxyCast, Rumble. Sign up. What are you waiting for?
Yep.
Do it. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.